The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
On our guest line, Chairman of the South Carolina Republican Party, Drew McKissick. Good morning, sir. How are you? Did you have a good weekend?
I did. I trust you did as well.
I sure did. Had a great weekend. I love this warm weather. I wish we could get through this pollen season a little faster. It's kind of lingering this year, but yes, had a great weekend. A lot going on, of course. Politico writing last night that the Biden team was sort of scrambling around over the weekend, as evidently Joe Biden recorded a video that is saying some are saying could be released as early as tomorrow, announcing his reelection. As I read the account on Politico, they talk about the White House staff being called in over the weekend and that they're scrambling to make phone calls to potential donors with this potential rollout, as if this is a surprise. I mean, he's been saying that he was going to make an announcement. Why would you be scrambling around? They even talk about that they were dispatched over the weekend to build a campaign website. Now, don't you think you'd be doing this type of thing ahead of time?
Well, you know, maybe it just kind of reflects the hopes or the wishes of a lot of Democrats out there that, you know, they were just giving lip service to the fact that, you know, yeah, Joe's our guy, but maybe secretly deep down inside they were hoping that the guy wouldn't run. And, you know, so weren't in an all-fire hurry to, you know, go ahead and put a national campaign together, you know. I think, and there are a lot of people, within the Democrat Party who do not want him to be their candidate. If you look at the polls, a huge number, I think a majority of Democrats are answered don't think that Joe should run again. But on the other hand, a lot of them will vote for him in primaries if he does. But it reflects a divided party. And look, they're in a situation right now, sort of straight betwixt two, if you will. They have no good options. On the one hand, they've got a president who has a miserable record. Whether it's immigration, whether it's the budget, whether it's crime, whether it's, you know, you just go on down the list. And not to mention having potential, let's say, cognitive issues, politely put it that way. And on the other hand, who's going to run? I mean, Kamala is a disaster. But on the other hand, if they don't pick Kamala, then they're going to disrupt and upset a major percentage of their base all around the country, you know, to be seen as setting aside an African-American woman. And then on the other hand, you have Gavin Newsom from out in California, you know. so that's what Democrats need to sell. Sell California to the rest of the country. I mean, you know, how many examples in California do we have to point to of just disastrous policies of Democrats being in charge for decades and nothing good to sell from that state? So they don't have good choices and don't have good options. And I don't think it's anything that you need a direction they can get excited about to go ahead and begin working for. And I think they've all just been kind of sitting around in a funk waiting for this decision to be made one way or another.
Yeah. You mentioned the polling. So the president talking about releasing this video, again, that was evidently done over the weekend. NBC News poll that was released yesterday said that 70% does not want to see Joe Biden running again. 70%. Now, why would you be announcing your candidacy if a poll was showing that 70% of your supporters don't want you to run?
Then maybe they figure they've got a lot of minds to change and they need to start early. who are you going to believe, him or your lying eyes? Yeah. I mean, when it comes to the economy and immigration, et cetera.
Yeah. Well, and it's pretty interesting, too, that the Wall Street Journal's editorial board argued that Biden is too old to run for reelection in their Friday editorial. I mean, when they say, the editors say, asking the country to elect a man who is 80 years old and whose second term would end when he is 86 is a risky act that borders on selfish.
Yes. And on his part, and I would say on the part of some of the people close around him and his family, I mean, I said 3 years ago, when he was first starting to talk about running, when people began to notice the problems that he had, you know, and then as the Democrats pushed him on through the primaries, I mean, it almost kind of bordered on, elder abuse, if you will. Yes. It's like he's the only guy that we can possibly hang on to. And instead of, you know, trying to actually develop someone who could actually speak to, you know, normal, average, everyday Americans and garner their support, and okay, let's have a contest of ideas. He was the one life preserver that they thought they could grab. Of course, Jim Clyburn was a big part of that here in South Carolina. And now they're in the situation that they're in.
Yeah. Yeah. How would you even expect a guy who, last week a couple of different media sources pointed out, and I forget the exact numbers, but I mean, he has been the least accessible president in recent history. Mm-hmm. He doesn't want to do news conferences. Yeah. He doesn't want to answer any questions. So how do you run a campaign where you have a candidate that you are afraid to literally put out there because of what he may say?
Well, at least we know the answer to that last time around. It was blame COVID. You know, hide in the basement. Don't do media availabilities. Do as little public stuff as you possibly can. Of course, you know, that's can't use that excuse this time.
Yeah.
There's a reason why the administration, on average, calls a lid, as they call it, in press terms, on Biden's availability at 9 or 10 a.m. in the morning. He's done for the day. You know, no more public anything.
Yes.
Why? I mean, it can't be because they think this guy can really knock it out of the park every time he steps to the plate. You know, no, that's not it. So they've got a serious problem. I mean, you're the leader of your party and the person who's carrying your party's banner in a presidential race has to be able to communicate to people and communicate the party's vision and message. And this guy can't communicate his way out of a paper bag.
Yeah. Well, back to the Wall Street Journal editorial, they point out, and I'm going to read their quote here. In 2008, Hillary Clinton ran an ad saying that she was prepared to take a 3 a.m. phone call in a crisis. The board wrote, could an 84-year-old Joe Biden take a 3 p.m. call? Now, it said 3 p.m. I don't know if that was a typo or if they're suggesting that even at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, he wouldn't be capable of taking it.
Well, again, as I pointed out, there's a reason why they call a lid on his day in the AM rather than the PM. they have a serious problem. They have to have someone to carry their banner, and it's going to be divided here for a while. It's going to be really interesting to see who else begins to play around with tossing their hat in the ring. A few Democrats have already. I keep an eye on Gavin Newsom. You know, he's ambitious. And, you know, every governor of California thinks, you know, hey, I'm governor of California. I should be president. So regardless of how silly of an idea that might be for them these days, it could potentially be a messy nomination fight on their side, especially. I mean, think about the pressure on the Biden folks right now. I mean, they are under the gun to make sure he does not commit any other major gaffes anytime soon, because it will increase the volume of people who want him to step aside.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be interesting to watch. It's probably going to be painful to watch, because he can't hold up in his basement this time. He's going to have to be out there.
That's right.
As we get into the campaign. And the people of America, they're going to see what he really is capable of. And I don't think they're going to like it.
I agree with you. And the polls reflect that. That's right.
Chairman Drew McKissick, always a pleasure. We'll touch base again next Monday. Have a great week.
Fantastic. Thank you, Joey.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
with in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.